their, what do you call this part of the body?
Throat, neck.
All right. And this is the
teeth.
And one of them.
Tooth.
All right. And the flesh up above the teeth.
Gum.
And what about this part of the hand?
Palm.
And if I did my hand like this, you'd say I made a
fist.
And if I had two
fists.
Any place where two bones come together in the body is a
joint.
And what do you call this part of the body, either male or female?
Chest.
And what about this?
Shoulders.
All right. And this is my
hand.
And two of them?
Two hands.
All right. And this whole part of my body?
The leg?
Mm-hmm. And at the end of my leg is a
foot.
And two
feet.
All right. What do you call this part right here, the lower part of your leg?
That's the shin.
All right. And if, especially if a man is out of the field, he may be down like this.
No. Oh.
You'd say he's
squatting.
Resting. Okay.
Squatting.
Or he's
resting on his heels. Is that what
you're talking about? If someone's been sick for a while, and he's up and about now, you'd say he still looks a little
peaked.
All right. Are there any other expressions that you know of for that kind of
pale?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize.
I wanted to get you unaware. No, you don't have to do anything to it. I'll do it. Thank you, Joe.
When you were talking about butter before, you mentioned it's getting
rancid.
Mm-hmm. Just before it gets rancid, some people say that butter is getting a little
sour.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say stout?
Strong.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it say strong.
Mm-hmm. If a person always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say he is mighty
pleasant.
All right. It's good. And when you are talking about a teenager who seems to be all arms and legs and stumbles around, you say he's very
awkward.
All right. If a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's a plain
idiot.
Right. Would you say that about a man or a woman? What would you say if it were a woman?
Silly, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. What about a person who, when he gets money, he hangs on to it, he won't let go for anything? You say he's a
miser.
If you know an old person who's around 80, who still does his farm work and doesn't seem to get tired, you say, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
active.
Mm-hmm. If you were just vaguely worried about something, you might say, I feel a little
concerned.
Mm-hmm. Or another way to say that is, I'm just a little blank about him entering that rodeo.
Worried.
Mm-hmm. If you were nervous about